You are listening to the Pentecost Podcast.
One mic.
Five voices.
Five voices.
One mic.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's campus podcast. I'm Mesida.
I am Sima.
I'm Refilwe.
And I'm Lillian. We are happy you could join us today. Our topic is one that is close to many students who live here on campus and religious groups and how they contribute into creating community.
Religion is something personal, but it also connects people. On campus, there's just so many groups that gather, pray, and support each other, and even organize events. So today, we are highlighting some of these groups and talking about what they bring to student life.
And of course, there are challenges too, right? And sometimes different groups are misunderstood, and they misunderstand one another. And I see students worry about their faith, that it won't be respected. I interviewed this young lady and she spoke about how her friends are belittling her because of her faith and her aspect of faith, because I believe Christianity is this big umbrella, right, as the interview said. And there are many denominations under that big umbrella. So the lady said, yena usonta esontweni labazalwane besigubu, and her friends are in a church where abazalwane be piano, right? And they're now discriminating her and speaking weird things about her. And I don't know what you guys think about that.
At the end of the day, umuntu will believe in whatever they would like to believe in. And at the end of the day, it depends on your comfort as an individual. There's a lot of things in other religions that we don't agree with. There's certain things that don't make sense, but the only reason they don't make sense is because that's not the religion that you were raised in. So in as much as I would say her friends, not her friends, but whoever else is, you know, mocking her for which type of umzalwane she is, but to them, their one makes more sense to them. And kahle kahle yonke into, it starts at home, you know. So if they were raised to believe that abazalwane be piano are seen as more superior than abazalwane be skubu, it's them, honestly, and everyone is entitled to their own opinion. The only issue starts when they start to impose that they are right and they're not choosing to be open-minded about things. So that's where it becomes important to say we have a lot of societies and a lot of religious groups so that we can open our minds up to things outside of what we were raised in. I don't know what you guys think.
I think to also add on what you just touched on, I think you just have to follow your heart, you know, and then have a confidence on what you choose to be and what you choose to stand on. Because maybe some of us, maybe umuntu akhulele kufamily apho mhlambi nikhonza ezayon, then later on when you are old enough, like you realize that aw belong apha kule church le ukhulele kuye, then you decide to maybe uye kwezi ze piano as you stated, yabo, then lando ilapha enhlizweni yakho yoba, okay, I'm choosing this track and I'm going to stand on what I chose. Yabo. Ungamameli yonke into ethethwa ngabantu.
So do you think maintaining or staying grounded in your faith and varsity is important, and why?
I think it's important because uzoza unala mentality yoba ndiqhele the church le osuka kuyo or your belief. And then when you arrive here, also figure there's ilendos, like there are many societies as different from ezos qhele wena. And then I think like also kulapho uzophitakala khona and question your belief, but like ushonga le ngale nkonzo buso lokho ukuyo. I think like you just have to stay to into oyifunayo.
Ngiyakuzwa, like honestly ngiyakuzwa, because same, even the time I came here, ne, honestly, I'm a Christian, right? Sharp. Out of the picture. However, isn't though, isn't like the way other Christians do things here at Rhodes is different from the way I do things. And learning bege konin and I somehow felt like learning is wrong. Have you ever been lost? But like you like I'm doing this because nteng ngifundise ngifundise it. But mawufika la into e wrong and it's a taboo, and it puts you in a position where you question what are we even serving. The same God that Christians are serving, or mina ngenza into yami ingaziwa le kude. So I do understand what you're saying.
So like to also share my story, like on what you're saying, yabo. So like mina ngikhonza ASDA, yabo, like Seventh Day Adventist. So like when I arrived here, like I was like, okay, Mosi, when you're going to church, like you have to wear izinto that does not reveal your shoulders and stuff as a form of respect, yabo. Then like when I arrived here, like abantu like bayakwazi ukuya enkonzweni with their vest dresses, like ubona ba like yonke into yabo is revealed. Ndiye ndizibuze ba like baphuma kwikhaya elinjani. That's the only question I have, ba uphuma kwikhaya elinjani. Also after I was introduced to into zoba kubekho ipilentos i-keyboard, like when we are singing bakhalisa i-keyboard, and I was like andiqhelanga le nto, because from where I come from, xa sicula umculo uba raw, like there's no keyboard playing.
To further add on to everything, I do think that the element of faith is very important, and religion, kahle, it's something that requires you to be confident that you can back up and stand on whatever you believe in, regardless of any form of external factors. Like me, I'm a Christian, but I've got tattoos and I've got piercings. Mm-hmm. And other Christians will look at me on some, they feel like super Christians compared to me, because mm-hmm. they don't have these things. Apparently the Bible says you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. And you would swear that they are the most like pure people on earth, you know? And it's basically, we're all sinners at the end of the day. And we are sinners judging other sinners for sinning differently. So it's a very funny concept. Yeah. That's why it's important for you to just stand strong in your faith, because there will always, 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 without fail, be external factors that are trying to derail you from ipathi yakho that you have chosen for yourself, because they don't think you're on the right track.
And I personally believe that, irregardless of what subdomination you're under, you just have to be kind and have grace for other people, because mm-hmm. we do the same thing differently, honestly. We can look at the same picture and not see the same thing. Mm-hmm. That's how I view it. I don't know how you guys see it. But I also believe that to eradicate all this misunderstanding and these mishaps here at Varsity, we should try maybe have interfaith events or joint activities. I don't know. What are you guys thinking?
Yeah, no, definitely we should, because it will force us to come out of the shells that we've been put in, especially at home. Because at home, our parents are also continuing what they were taught by their parents. And so because of that, there's no level of open-mindedness. If Ubaba says, this is what you're going to follow, for as long as you live under that roof, that's exactly what you're going to follow. So university kind of makes it the only place for you to explore outside of into ofundisweyo nekhaya, you know. So, yeah, I do think we should have inter-events and stuff like that, just so that we can learn about what happens outside of our walls at home.
And when you come to think about it, worship, community, projects, and just having friends who share the same values as you makes a very huge difference in your life. And campus religious groups really enrich students' life. Like, honestly, you'd be sitting in your room depressed and want, like, someone calls you out to go to church. And when you come back, you feel so uplifted and so enriched. So I'd like to say, beyond everything, these groups really teach us a way of life and how to respect one another and understand the world in a certain perspective. What would you say?
I think, okay, based on my experience again, I'll say when I'm down, when I'm sad, I just decide to go to church because that's the only place I could find peace.
Mabito kimanyuele bambitaka.
Hello and welcome to today's package. I'm Miss Yida Twala and I'll be guiding you through a conversation that explores faith, spirituality, and how students navigate their beliefs in the middle of university life. Together with Lillian Poy and Cindy Viewe, we will be bringing you the voices of students who share their personal journeys, how scripture, faith, rituals, and community keep them grounded while facing the challenges of campus life. This episode is about more than just religion. It's about identity, resilience, and the search for meaning in a diverse space like Rhodes University.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he had given his one and only son. For whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That's very deep.
We experience divine power in different ways, and we serve God in different ways.
If like ecaweni yethu, thina for us to communicate with God, we need to light amakhandlela. Sibethe igubu and kukho into ekuthiwa zisetchet where like sishukumisa zona for basi like si feel a presence ka God like ecaweni.
And I like to see Christianity as this big umbrella because there are very many denominations under them, such as charismatic, of which I came from, and now Methodist. So either way, I don't see them as two different denominations.
Understanding that Rhodes is a very diverse community, this is how believers keep themselves grounded.
Being a first year student at Varsity Life can be a challenging situation because you get to meet other people who do not believe in what you believe in. So you have to stand firm and remember where you come from with your God.
Knowledge is key. Knowledge is power.
So how has your faith evolved since you came to university?
It's evolved quite immensely, actually. And that is in a very positive way because now I seem to have found my group of people. Finding that group of people helped me actually to kind of navigate my way through university, but also through my spiritual life. So I find myself immersing myself within the Word.
Zion is like other churches, but indlela abenzangayo izinto different compared to ezinye icawe.
What we've heard is that Christianity, whether practiced in Zionist churches, Methodist circles, or simply in fellowship with others, it's not about being perfect, but it's about finding strength, community, and purpose. Each of the students' journey reflects that spirituality is deeply personal, yet it connects them to something greater than themselves. In the end, their stories remind us that while our beliefs may differ, respect, openness, and the search for meaning is what truly holds us together. And we have Oviwe here with us. So, Oviwe, tell me, as a student, how has your faith evolved since coming into varsity?
Mna ndingumdu, I'm a Christian. ndi konza elenduzen apho ndisuka khona eMonti ndithe ukufika kwam apha ndizamile uzihamba inkonzo ezontywentywe kuthiwa zingontywentywe kaba bekeyboard yabo keyboard yabo xa eyi into endenze mna ndabinamdla kakhulu heyi kuthethwa isingesi mani xa apha like azikho iingoma zezinye ilanguage qonde andinamdla omngako yabo uzihamba njengangoku ndihlala endlini sifundele ibhayibhile yam ndithandaze inkonzo ndibona xa ndigodukileyo.
But like, do you think it's fair to say kona abazalwane be piano, abazalwane be sgubhu, abazalwane be bom dance, or abazalwane, you see those kind of words, do you think it's fair to call people with groups with those names?
I don't think that's fair because ekugqibeleni sonke like sifunde iBhayibhile eyi-1 isikhonza uThixo omnye qha indlela esiqhuba ngayo indlela like esingafaniyo kwamaziyoni ababethi yababetha amagubu kuthiwe ke bayajikeleza bayaleqana sinabamaZCC sabaza babaxhumaxhumayo yabo into ezinjalo kubekho thina yabo zininzi. I don't think like into eright elungileyo leyo ba sibe sigxekana sikhomba ngeminwe egqibeleni sikhonza uThixo yiwani.
Ndiyakuva. So how do you engage with other dominations or faith? Like we have uthetha ngalo ndlela uthetha ngayo, or you approach them with respect, wenza kanjani if they oppose futhi indlela okholwa ngayo uNkulunkulu, how do you handle that?
Mna andinguye umuntu othanda ukuthetha and abantu abazayo like ngendlela engembi like ubuxele ba hayi ayiyo lena indlela yilena noba ungazamba kangana ucacisa they will always like baze nezinto abazithethayo so just save your energy ubayeke uvala umlomo nje kelo hlobo.
To add on what Fiwe said, na ho ya ka nna akenya tse di like di tumelo tsa batho ba bona, so like whatever e motho a bolelang about my faith or my religion, I'll just take it as it is because batho ba na le di opinion tsa bona ba bona, and yeah, I won't like criticize any other religion or faith tsa botho tumelo ya motho, so yeah, I'll just not react to whatever criticism e ba bolelang about my religion.
Taking what you said into consideration, view and now we refilwe ningenza ngicacelwe ukuthi people who hurt us the most ilaba base duze kwethu, especially our friends, our family and our acquaintances. Yabo, because the minute uhleka, you've established a relationship with the person, right?
Okay.
So, considering that, how does religion shape your values and friendships or academic choices? Or choices in general? Mangafika manje ngithi viewer asenze ntikaje. How does faith shape your morals, labo?
Interesting question.
So now my faith keeps me grounded and disciplined. Gekena kereke ko Zion ZCC. So at ZCC, like, you don't drink alcohol, you don't smoke. Sometimes like a person can just decide not to groove. So I'm that person whereby like even my friends tells me, "Hore, we are going to groove ka weekend." I won't agree to that because I know, Hore, I'm a ZCC member and I won't like that way put in place by Agiti Bomang. But yeah.
Respect, I respect that.
Oh, okay. From na kuko indo eti suyenza indo emdwini xa ungazuthanda xa eyenza kuwe. Yebo. Yabona loo nto leyo yeyona nto indisebenzelayo like indibumbule ndingulo mntu ndinguye. Academically kukho laa nto yoba xa ubhala ngomso uthandaze ingathi njengoba uthandaza nje xa kwi-exam ngomso yonke into uzoyazi and uthixo unceda umntu azincedayo uyabo. So every time uba ndihamba ndiyavuka isi-lectures ndiyathandaza cela uba yonke into ezawufundiswa ihlale kum ingangeni ngapha iphume kweli cala yabona kinto nanto endenzayo like ndiyathandaza I pray.
So njengoba singama-2K kanje, do you think we are losing the sense of religion or the sense of culture or indlela esikhuliswe ngayo and now sizama ukuy dilute siyenze ukuthi ifite thina kodwa ingabi ngendlela engakhona.
So na, as I've mentioned, hore I go to ZCC, ne, like I see many youth, like nah, my age, they go to like my same parking church, ne. Most of them, they groove, they drink alcohol, and that's like deviating from the rules that were set by our pastors and all that. So I feel like they are not respecting our church or the faith.
Kule ndoba kuthi hayi asizongasili ngoba kwa eBhayibhelini uthi Yesu wajika wajika amanzi ayi wine. So like kwasela yakhondo as like asoni labo into abayithetha ngoku ubona abantu yinkonzo ngomso kodwa ngomgqibelo umuntu use tavern uyasela use club then ngomso xa senkonzweni umuntu nebhabhalaza uhleli pha ngemva esitulweni enkonzweni uyafa nje ubawela ulala.
Well, kodwa ke guys, mina ne I see it in a different way. I'm sorry, kodwa for me I feel like youth is deviating from imfundiso zakudala because we no longer respect each other. First things first, we no longer love each other as we love ourselves, and those are the rules in the Bible. And we have the fruits of the Spirit, which we no longer practice: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are the fruits of the Spirit, right? Ngiyakholwa kuwo wonke ama dominations are under Christianity. And now, if you see, we are very impatient. We have inzondo. We don't have self-respect. We've lost love, guys. We don't love one another. We don't even love ourselves. Kodwa ebantwini sizobayela abantu abazithandayo abafuna ukuthandwa, which is so wrong. I do understand ukuthi izinto esizenza emzimbeni do contribute into factors of disrespecting God and our religion. But what about izinto ezenzeka phakathi? You understand?
To wrap it all up, at Rhodes, faith shows up in many different ways through scripture, traditions, and everyday choices that keep students grounded in the chaos of university life. What we've heard is that Christianity, whether practiced in Zionist churches, Methodist churches, or simply in fellowship with others, is not about being perfect, but about finding strength, community, and purpose. Each student's journey reflects that spirituality is deeply personal, yet it connects them to something greater than themselves. In the end, their stories remind us that while our beliefs may differ, respect, openness, and the search for meaning is what we truly hold.